Lord have mercy, I'm back like I never left. All right. This nice little free therapy session is going to be for my females. All of my females. It's going to be titled My Responses. So I did a little, nice little survey. Watching a few videos on TikTok, Instagram. Just with different quotes, different conversations of the podcast. So I asked a lot of females some questions. Never responded to any of them because I was going to bring them live right here as I'm doing it. God bless y'all. Welcome back. And nobody can contest what I'm about to say. First off, my sponsor, American Honey, is a drink of the night. Hold on, I got one more shot. Lord have mercy. Yes. This month, all my famales, hashtag females. I mean, no disrespect for anything that's about to come out of my mouth, but respectfully, y'all have to take this one and just be cool with it. You know, if the shoe fit, wear it. Don't try to take it off. Just let it squeeze your big toe. I mean, gonna make it do what it do. A lot of different topics, so I'm gonna slow it down. Most of these quotes are from females, so let's get right into it. Women, if you didn't notice, this is for good women, shitty women, toxic women, whatever. You wear your value on your forehead. You wear your value on your forehead, meaning, and this is mostly referencing good men, you know, pieces of shit. Shouts out to y'all, but I ain't referring to y'all right now. A good man, or a bad one actually, can analyze your value according to him at the first conversation. The first conversation, we tend to bullshit for some reason. I learned to get that out of the way on the first encounter. So most people will try to, you know, you got to earn your way into my life type. But by that time, a man has already figured out his plan and what you're worth to him. So if you come correct on the first time, it'll probably last long term. If he's a good one. When I say you wear your value on your forehead, it literally means through your mind and your conversation. Not what you got on, because if we went by what you had on, it'd be a wrap after the first night. Hello. Let that sit for 1 second. So if you up front with that first conversation with a good man, you'll probably be in a good situation if he's worth a damn. So if you wear, I've been ran through a few times and how you talk, how you carry yourself, you know, what you're wearing, we'll get to that later. And everything about you on this first encounter, man, we're going to analyze it. It's going to be real quick. You're not going to notice it, but we're going to figure out, yeah, this ain't going to last long. Or this is going to be an experience I want to keep going. You know what I'm saying? But it's on you. By the way, this is free game. This is free therapy. Your normal therapist is going to charge you for this. I'm getting to you for free. So whomever is, this may touch. God bless you. Welcome. Lord have mercy. Lord, now let me address the, I guess you can call it women who carry a lot of masculine energy. These ain't my words. These are all things that I've been watching and listening to. And most women agree. The masculine energy is that independent status. Is that women who say, you know, shit like, you know, he gonna have to accept me for who I am. That's cool. You're going to be single for a while. You ain't going to find nothing long term. If a man got to accept you where you at right now and you're not even interested in growth at all, yeah, you maintain that single ready to mingle lifestyle because ain't nothing but the jingle. You know what? Go ahead and throw that. Bro, you're so crazy. Lord have mercy. A man, a good dude is not going to accept. You're going to have to accept me for who I am. Bullshit. The devil is a lie. There's always room to improve for man and woman. There's always room to improve. So if you say, I got to accept you how you are, you can go ahead and accept being single because it's the lifestyle for you. But the small, or I should say the huge difference is men mostly got to change physically. We have to be physically attractive to have a chance with a woman. If you think I'm lying, think about it. All attraction is based off physical looks first. If you think it's character and personality, you're a damn lie. Go ahead, look in the mirror and say, yeah, you're a lie. You are physically attracted to somebody by how they look first. That is universal. Stop the cap if you disagree. So other than that, a man has to present himself first as, you know, if you like dad bods, a fat nigga. If you like in-shape people, you know what I'm saying? Well put together. But a woman, understand your role. You got to change mentally for the most part. You can be bad as a motherfucker. Hey, you can be a bad one. But if you dumb as a bag of dicks, it don't matter. It does not matter. Because once we done run draws, once you done run them off, that's a wrap. You can come with that, I guess they call it masculine. I ain't call it toxic, I'm going to call it masculine energy. Where a man got to just accept me for who I am. Yeah, a patient person, you know, referring to my dudes who just want to hit it and quit it. A patient dude would just wait it out. And once he run them draws, it's a wrap. You back in the single woman portal. Looking for the next one. You know what I'm saying? So once again, this is free game. If you're not willing to grow and you're not willing to change to meet your man halfway, enjoy the single life. And it's okay. It's okay. Ain't nothing wrong with the single life. You know what I'm saying? It's just lonely sometimes. It's just lonely. But nah, men have to change physically. And then the right woman will push a man mentally, and then you got something special. You got something special when you get that. When both of y'all want to grow. You know what I'm saying? Just a couple of things. Now, these next few, I actually asked some of my female friends, some of them female acquaintances, just to get their opinion on it. I'm going to keep it anonymous. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say none of y'all name, but if you hear your answer, just know I'm talking to you. There's a reason why I didn't respond to none of y'all answers, because I'm going to respond to you on here. Yes, I've been drinking, so these are all live and real. Real answers. God bless you. What time is no she can say? Oh, let me preface this one by saying I am not. Black Velvet is not for abortion. I feel you had that baby, you either put it up for adoption or you take care of it. Preferably take care of it, but I understand certain circumstances will make you want to abort a child. Everybody's human. The video I watched was this lady explaining how, you know, if a woman has a choice, you know, to abort a child between, you know, a man and a woman, they figure out they're pregnant. The woman said, it's my body, it's my choice. The woman says, it's my body, it's my choice. I say, absolutely. Absolutely. I am not for it, but 100% in agreement. That is your body, that is your choice. However, you didn't create that by yourself. You did not create that child by yourself. Rather, was a sperm donor or not, you did not create that child by yourself. So the lady who was I forget the white girl name. The lady, her point is, if it's a woman's body, her choice, shouldn't it be? And a man says he comes out at the front of it and it says, hey, I know we created this human, but I don't want to have a child right now. I think that's bold. I mean, it's terrible at the same time, but if a man is honest with you, that's a blessing. If a man says he does not want the child, he honors what he did. He takes responsibility for what he did. He created this infant with a woman. But he verbally states, keeps it a buck with you, I don't want to have this baby. It says, it's a woman can say, it's my body, my choice. So is it not fair for a man to say, well, it's my wallet, my choice? you know I don't want this child, so you know I'm probably not going, you know, because most people complain about, you know, child support and, you know, support. We're talking about supporting the baby financially. Obviously, a child needs financial support from both parents. But if a man says he does not want to take, if he does not want the child, but the woman wants the child, is it still fair for him to, is it respectful to put that man on child support when he already verbally expressed that he don't want the child? And if it's your body, your choice, shouldn't it be, well, it's his wallet, his choice? And that was the conversation, that was the debate. So I asked some of my female friends, acquaintances, whatever. And one of the responses was, the man does have a choice. He has a choice to not nut in us, and we can't get pregnant. So, the response was, if he don't nut in us, then that was his choice, and then we don't have this problem because semen is not. All right, bruh. Okay. And I'm talking to, and if you know you said that was your response, then you know I'm talking to you. Okay. Obviously the child wasn't planned, and obviously that's not what either of you wanted. So you can't take that risk and have fun and do your thing, not knowing the possibilities now. Knowing the possibilities. Condom or no condom, you know every time you spread them cheeks and he gets right, that you can get pregnant. That's a universal thing. Unless you can't get pregnant, you know, God bless you. If a man verbally is honest from the jump street and says, I don't want a child, how can you sit there and say, I'm going to put this man on child support knowing that information, but you want to have the child? Now, if you want to have the child, another response was, yes, it is a woman, her choice, her body, her choice. Once again, I agree. Don't misconstrue that. I agree. But a man should, her response was her, but a woman should never have to raise a child by herself. Facts. Play devil's advocate again. The man is up front and said he does not want a child. So I guess the question is to marinate on is, does that woman have, knowing she won't get any support from him financially, because biggest debate on it, knowing she won't get help financially, is it right for that woman to put that man on child support? I'm sure I get a lot of responses. I intend to. But me personally, you know, I'm going to say, if a man is bold enough to tell you straight to your face, hey, I don't want this child. All right? I don't want this child. We made a mistake. I mean, you can keep it if you want, but I ain't trying to do that. I don't think it's the right move to put that man on child support. Now, I don't believe in abortion. Absolutely not. And I'm playing devil's advocate. I take care of all of my kids. I only got two. I take care of all of mine. But for the average male, if a man says, hey, we made a mistake, I don't want this child, but you do, I think he should pay, but I believe out of the kindness of his heart, I don't think he should be obligated to child support for the child. Because on the flip side of that, you know, say every head has a tail, say every coin. If a man wants the child and a woman wants to abort it, that's a whole different conversation. Because a woman's quick to say, no, 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 no. It's my body, my choice. I'm getting rid of this motherfucker. I don't care if you want a child or not. Well, as a man, if you want the child, that's going to hurt. You know what I'm saying? That's a different type of pain. And now that I'm realizing, boy, I am tipsy as hell. Lord have mercy. Might as well keep it going. Next question. I ain't going to hold you. This is a part of, it's like I said earlier, part of the dressing department. Women, this is, you know what I'm saying? Y'all in the hot seat for tonight. When you go out with the girls' night out, innocent, whatever, right? Obviously, if you single, you do what you want to do, you mingle, you play jingle, and you do what you gotta do. But from a single woman's perspective, I want you to understand that, like I said earlier, you wear your value on your forehead. So if your perspective is girls' night out, I'm gonna try to find something real, what you wear plays a huge part in the men that you attract. The tight dress is cool, trust me. I'm a man with a lot of, anyway. Men are gonna look at what you show them. Men will look at exactly what you show them. So if you come out, short skirt, titties out, men are gonna look, unless they gay. Men are going to look. Now, when I say men, I mean all men, good men, bad men, terrible men. The key part is that is the standard you set in that first conversation, like I said. But damn it, if you come out with all of that hanging out, you already sending the message. You already sending the message. The message to men, and I'm a man, is, yeah, I'm looking for something. I don't know what I'm looking for. It may be temporary, maybe long term, but it's not clear and cut. You looking for a good time for sure. But I'm just saying, so the question is, when you go out, why do you wear what you wear? And why do you dress the way you dress when you go out, like specifically for girls' night? For girls' night, all y'all looking, you know, you're saying you bad, you got your nails done, all that bullshit, all that, right? You're going, if we can be truthful, you're trying to attract some type of male attention. For whatever reason, you're attracting a male attention, right? But that being said, when you're single, that's cool. You're going to attract what you put out. You're going to attract what you put out. Take some responsibility for that. So if you come out and half dressed, you're going to get somebody who looking just to smash, and that's going to be a wrap. Don't be surprised by your results. That's what you broadcasted. That's what you got back in return. And it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all might just want to get a quick one off and be done with it. But for the women who looking for something real, what you wear actually matters. To men who actually care, it matters what you wear. Because like all of the terrible men, the good men looking too. But a good man who got his head on the shoulders know what he got going on in life. It's going to be like, well, if she's showing all that right now, it's going to be hard for her to make that adjustment, probably. You know what I'm saying? And probably not. And maybe you get a head on your shoulders, you don't do that. We're going to get to that in a second. We'll get to that right now. Now, that's being single. Now, if you're in a relationship, which is where I ask the question to my female friends, appreciate y'all for answering. A lot of it, what the most common answer was, well, it boils down to respect. If there's respect and communication, keyword, in a relationship, then it shouldn't be no problem with what one wears. Stop the cap. Look here. Let me go ahead and be real with you. I don't think every man who got a pair and actually give a fuck about their lady in their relationship. Girls' night is cool. It's healthy. Go out with your girls. Have a good time. If you go out the same way you went out when you were single, that's the wrong message. On my daddy churn, that's the wrong message. You are no longer single. You are with me. You are in a relationship. Your attire should be different when you go out on girls' night for your relationship. Tracking? I'm going to let that sit for a second. Okay, don't think about it too hard. Your apparel, when you go out, is different. It should be different when you are single than you are in a relationship. Or is you not picking it up? Okay. You look good either way. However, the message that you broadcast to men that you are in a relationship is different. The woman that comes out with everything out, everything is short, everything is just out there, other men are going to assume you're single. That's more decisions you got to make. That's more temptation you got to deal with. Just, and people, and the question, the root question is, wouldn't you want to dress differently out of respect for your man? Like, what if your man says, hey, I don't want you wearing that because you're going to attract a lot of attention. And then the next question is, why do you dress like that? Why do you dress the way you dress when you go out and you're in a relationship? Now, if a man is willing to look you in your eye and say, hey, baby, go have a good time. Go have a good time. You good. You got your girl's night. I'm going to be at the house watching the game, doing whatever he's doing. You ought to respect him enough to say, okay, he trusts me enough to go out with my girls, have a good time. Let me respect him in this type of way. And I got a lot of responses like, hey, you know, it's on communication. One of my best female acquaintances said, best friend said, yeah, men, you're going to get attention regardless. And I agree. Women, you're going to get that attention regardless. It's the type of attention that you get in the perspective that he's coming from. I'd rather the attention, you just look good from the neck up. You look good from the neck up. So I'm going to try to talk to you. And then you can tell him, nah, I appreciate it though. But if you got your titties out and all of that, and all of that's going on, like you were single, that's going to be a problem for, you know, a good man who put that trust in you to go out and do right. Dig what I'm saying? If not, let me slow it down. Say it again. I'm in a relationship outfit, but I'm out here to have a good time with my girls, should look very different than I'm single, ready to mingle with these balls jingle type outfit. All right? It should be a whole different swag to your swag on that night. And, you know, I talked to her and a couple of my friends say, you know, some women, they dress like that because they want to be cute. That's cool. That's cool. Yes, you are cute. Yeah, you can be cute, but understand, you just, when you dress like that, to, when I say dress like that, I mean, you know, the exquisite dresses, you know, the one, you know, with no straps and all the y'all know what I'm talking about. I ain't gonna break that down. The revealing dresses, the revealing skirts, shirts, outfits. When you do that, understand that you are drawing attention, because the men ain't gonna change. Men, we gonna look at what you broadcast. If they out, we looking. Unless you gay. No discrimination to y'all. Y'all do what y'all gotta do. Straight men, we looking at everything. Everything that's out there, we're going to see. Respectfully, we're going to see. But you do it because you want to look cute. That's cool. I need you to look cute for me at the house. Looking out there, I need you to look ugly as shit. That's just my perspective. But you know what I'm saying? When you're together, that's different. But when you're out with your girls, I need you having the least path of least resistance. I need niggas thinking you ugly as shit. Come on right back home and get, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, friend also said, and this is the complicated part. Women dress the way they dress when they go on girls' night. They wear revealing clothes and all of that good stuff because they're not getting what they need to at the house. Now, men, that's crazy. If you really want to keep your woman, you compliment her every day, every night, so she don't have to go looking, or you reassure her, I guess that's a better word, you reassure her of what she needs to know, so she don't have to go searching for it. Boy, I'm drunk as hell. Anyway, she don't have to go looking for it out at the club, out at the bar. And I feel it. I feel that from my friends saying, some women want to be cute. Other women are not getting it. That's just like when a man say he needs this, this, and this, and a woman just not giving it to him, he going to find it from somewhere else. It's a true statement. He going to find it from somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? If you're unavailable, he going to find somebody that's available. You know, true story. Facts. Unfortunately, it's facts. And it's the same thing. A woman wants to hear compliments. A woman wants to hear that reassurance that she is beautiful, because she might not have heard it from you in a long time. She gonna go find it from a random nigga at the bar. I'm telling you that right now. You know how we get it. Anything that's moving can get it. Once the liquor start touching the system. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all my drunk people. Lord hammer. Hey, drinking tonight is American honey. I ain't going to a commercial yet, but drinking tonight is American honey, wild turkey. Yes, Lord. Oh, man, like I said, I ain't gonna hold y'all. I'm gonna keep on moving because I'm flowing. When women have to get it from outside the home, it's probably because in the home she's not getting. That's a bad spot to be in. When a woman got to search outside of her home space to get just a simple, baby, you look beautiful. You fat up in that. A simple compliment will go a long way. It's a free game for my fellas, whoever's listening. Back to the women. Anyway. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm going to ruffle some feathers. But y'all going to be all right. The next conversation I had with my female friends was women have a very hard time taking responsibility for their actions. Not toxic women. I ain't talking to y'all yet. Y'all got a segment coming. Y'all have a hard time taking responsibility for your actions. For i.e. example, just, you know, a simple argument, simple miscommunication. A good man is going to realize at some point that it's not always his fault. He's going to say, you know what? I'm not taking this one. You did this. You did that. I need you to own up to that. Just like how a man's supposed to take care of his business and own up to his responsibilities, a woman is supposed to do the same exact thing. It goes a lot further when you tell your man, hey, sweetie, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. But the one thing a woman said on a video that, you know what I'm saying? She said, women don't want to take responsibility because, you know, men, we have egos. Egos get in the way. Egos destroy homes. Egos cause a lot of problems. And it's a good thing, too. But when it's controlled, it's good. When it's not, it's out of control. It destroys the home. For women, it's pride. And I'm talking to Black women specifically. Yes, I'm talking to Black women, my beautiful Nubian queens. Black women specifically, we have a pride issue. Meaning you would rather, goodness gracious, you would rather you be, I don't know how to say it. It's like you'd rather a man be wrong than you be right. Maybe I said that wrong. Let me. Anyway, she said women suffer from pride. And pride, which is tied to that, you're prideful and you don't want to take responsibility for your mistakes because you don't want to feel that guilt or that shame. That one I can attest to from watching some people in my family. Like it's people... Black women are ashamed of some things that they do or go through. I'm here to tell you, sweetheart, you don't need to be ashamed. We all human, okay? You don't need to be ashamed, but pride is the problem. You won't tell your husband, your boyfriend, your whatever, whoever your significant other is, sweetie, I made a mistake because I was in my feelings. I'm sorry for disrespecting you as a man because you're prideful. You don't want to feel that shame, but a good man will not shame you. You don't have to feel that shame. You feel that human mistake and to move on and progress and be better for the future. You know what I'm saying? So she also, the woman that I watch, which I said to my female friend, is the women don't like being shown themselves. A woman doesn't like to look in the mirror. A woman doesn't like another person to show them who they are in the mirror. Because a woman will say this, say that, but until you show them exactly what they're saying and who they are, they're never going to get it. But that's what they fear the most, is seeing, not disgusting, but that disgusting person that's in the mirror. And before I keep going, we finna go to a commercial break because then we're about to. My bad. Sorry about that. We're back like we never left. So women decide they don't want to deal with that. They don't want to deal with that shame, right? And I fully get it. Sometimes it's hard to admit that you're wrong. As a man, we got to take responsibility for a lot of stuff. Even the stuff that's not our fault. If you got a good man will take the blame for something that he has nothing to do with just to ease your mind and choose peace. If you got a man like that, you better keep him or you're going to miss out on a good thing. A man who will say, hey, it's my bad. Knowing that it is not his fault, Lord have mercy. Shouts out to you. I'm done with that. I'm done with that 100%. If I feel like it's your fault, we're going to talk about it. I'm going to show you why it might be your fault. And then hopefully you had a conversation with me and we can grow together. If not, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. You know what I'm saying? So pride is a woman's issue. This is all, you know, general speaking. Before I lose my place. It's something about shame that a woman doesn't want to feel. As a matter of fact, at one response I got to this at, so a woman doesn't want to feel shameful. A woman doesn't want to take responsibility because she don't want to feel that guilt of, hey, I might be wrong in this. Black women, let me just put that out there. Black women don't want to feel like they're wrong because they don't want to feel like, damn, I messed up. Like that's a shameful act. And it's terrible. And one person responded, you know, shout out to you. She said, this lady is full of shit and none of this is true. I find that the most interesting. You mean to tell me there's never been an instance where you know you have been wrong, but you won't step up and say, hey, sweetie, I was wrong about this. You telling me there's never been a time where you've had to take ownership of your actions? That's tough. Oh, that's tough, cousin. Cousin, that's tough. That's tough. I think that leads to a single life. A woman that can tell a man to his face, baby, I made a mistake. I support what you do. I respect you. I apologize for making you feel disrespected. That is the relationship that's going to last. That's the one that's going to turn into a marriage, a blissful marriage, something that you can hold on to. But a woman who constantly says, it's not my fault, it's something you could have done better, you bound for the single life now. You heard? You bound for the single life. And it's okay. It's okay. Because this is free. So if you choose to just keep doing what you're doing and never acknowledging that it may be something you did on your part, I'm sorry to hear that, but, you know, that's on you. Some women just don't. It's too hard to deal with sometimes. It's too hard to deal with. And I've been through it. You know, God bless you. Hey, Muffin. You know what I'm saying? And to switch gears on that, concentrating on my black woman, my African Nubian queens. I watched another video that says, why is it that black women are the only ones that classify themselves as having to be strong, independent? This one gonna ruffle some feathers. You only hear she's a strong, independent black woman. The video of the black woman who was expressing, who I'm watching, says, why is it that black women are the only thing, or the only race that has to be strong and independent? You never hear, oh, she's a strong, independent white woman, or she's a strong, independent Asian woman, or a Chinese woman, et cetera, et cetera. You only hear she's a strong, independent black woman. As a black man, that shit's annoying. Hearing from her perspective now, black men are one separate thing. It's what she says. Her quote is, black men are the one entity and black women are entity. That shit, that is not how it's supposed to be. a strong, independent Black woman is not a good thing. To all you, now I'm addressing the toxic niggas. All you strong, independent Black women are going to remain independent and single and lonely as fuck. Excuse my French. Lonely. Lonely. Let me say it one more time. You're going to end up single AF. However my generation Z want to put it. Listen, man. When Lord have mercy. Woo! The only race that has that stigma is Black independent woman. And a lady says in the video, hey, independence is not something good. We all were created for a relationship. Her example was a Black woman needs a Black man, a Black man needs a Black woman. I'd assume every race is the same thing. But you never hear an Asian woman putting down her Asian man. Like Cedric said, take that as far as you want to go. Being independent, a Black independent woman, a single mother probably figures that she needs to be an independent Black woman. She can handle it by herself. Understand that is not the goal. That is not the goal. As a man who takes care of his responsibilities or tries to do the best of my ability, being me, I understand the answer. One of my female friends said, hey, usually the Black men leave. So it makes the woman have to step up and be the mother and the father. 100% agree. That's a fucked up situation. My mother raised all three of us. Father was late. Late to the party. I fully get the single mother lifestyle. However, comma. At some point, we have to figure out why are some Black men leaving? Why are some Black men leaving and putting Black single mothers in a situation? Because I believe that I don't believe every man is a piece of shit. I believe most men are decent and want to be in their kid's life. However, it becomes tough when you have a difficult mother of your child. Baby mama, so to speak. When you have a difficult baby mama, it is almost easy to, man, fuck that. Now, as a man, I take care of both of my kids. The mother of my kids is incredible. That's just how God made it. And that's just what it is. I take care of my kids. I love my kids. I'm my kids' life. That's just that. But sometimes a woman can drive up. The stigma of baby mama is real. A baby mama can drive a good man off the rails. Like, I want to be in my kid's life, but I just can't deal with you. That's a tough spot to be in. When you just so toxic and negative that a man doesn't want to be around you and it keeps him away from his child. That is a real thing. Now, some men ain't shit. I agree with that. I ain't talking about them ones. I'm talking about the ones who actually care and want to be in their children's life. The other ones who when a baby mama makes the life hard, I understand, bro. It is hard to deal with a woman who just vindictive and don't want to move forward, and whatever her situation is, it's just bad. But hey, you know, I feel like all the, you know what I'm saying? So our goal as Black men is not to leave a Black independent woman. That is never the goal, unless you piece of shit. I ain't talking about that. A Black man and a Black woman is the most powerful thing on earth. As far as relationship wise. That's why it's natural, but it's so unnatural to see. You know what I'm saying? A healthy Black relationship. I take joy in it and I love seeing it. Cause it's very rare. But you know, the video also highlights that you never hear any other race claiming that as like a positive. You never hear, I'm an independent white woman. I'm an independent Asian woman, Chinese. I'm an independent Mexican. It don't, you don't hear it. You only hear I'm an independent Black woman. And hearing a Black woman say that, it kind of is a different, it's a different hearing now. Now I'm like, wow, that's not even, because independence means you can take care of yourself, blah, blah, et cetera, et cetera. Bro, we were made for relationships. Like, that's how God created, we were made for relationships. Black men, I speak for all real niggas. We have no intentions on making Black women independent Black women. But sometimes due to history and, you know, what you've been taught by, you know, your upbringing, you were told, well, make sure you don't need no man. And listen, you need a man to guide you to be the leader of your family or whatever it is that you want to do. You need that male presence in your daughter's life and your son's life for sure. But I say in your daughter's life more. You need a male presence. So our goal is not to make you an independent Black woman. If anything, you get your hair straight. I mean, we can work something out. You know, we'll leave that one for the next one. We'll leave that fun time for the next time. In regards to, you know, Black men leaving, I feel like women, we got to take some responsibility. You know, as a female, you got to take some responsibility and owning up to why the man might leave. You got to figure out why is he leaving? If a man is sold out for his child and willing to do anything for his child, but he's willing to leave the situation, I think you need to look in the mirror, sweetheart. I think you need to look in the mirror and realize, wow. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's tough because a man laid with you, that's your child, and blah, 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 blah. Just because he don't want to be with you no more don't mean he don't want to take care of his kids. You got to stop holding that against him. You mad because he don't want you no more. Well, your toxic ass ain't really appealing. But he has an obligation to take care of his child. But somehow you make it so hard to where he don't want to be around you at all. But you are the primary caretaker of his child. It's a difficult situation. So the answer, you know, her question is, well, Black men usually leave Black women forcing us to become independent. I'm going to say I agree to a certain extent. But on the other hand, we gotta address the fact of why are they leaving? Are they leaving because of the infant, because of the offspring? So maybe 2% out of 100. The other 98 I ain't say marriage, they want to be with you, but the ones that disappear because you acting the fool, we're gonna have to take responsibility on that. I mean, talk to me nice. Please talk to me nice. Lord have mercy. Now we're going free ball. You know what I'm saying? But I feel it, though. I feel my all. You know, Black women, I feel like, are the most, you know, powerful on earth. And when they combine with a Black man, it's something that the world can't stand because two Black people who come together and realize, you know what, we're going to start a family together. That's one of the most powerful entities on the planet. To me personally, as I take another shot. You know what I'm saying? No, I got to go to work in the morning and shake my head. I think the next episode, might have to, well, I'll let the women have it for a little bit. So the men, we're going to take our lashes. We're going to take our lashes. And speaking for good men that are around who genuinely, you know, care about females, sweetie, you gotta, like I said earlier, you gotta be willing to make some adjustments. You know what I'm saying? If a man is willing to adjust for you, you gotta be willing to adjust for him. You gotta be willing to adjust. We may not do everything that you want, but if our intentions are clear, and we are pursuing you, you got to honor that. Otherwise, why are we doing it? We are going to tap out. We're going to say, hey, it's not worth it no more. So we're not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? And the most powerful, I think the most powerful attribute in a black relationship or in any relationship, any races, is respect. When a man realizes that his woman honors him and respects him, that man will go the extra mile every single time. And I think I speak for all good men, you know, not pieces of shit. When your woman respects you in the way that you in the way that you like to be respected, you know what I'm saying? You will go the extra mile for her, even if it's small things. Small things matter. Like if I tell you, hey, sweetie, you going girls' night out? It's been a while. You need to get out. You need to have some fun. Just don't disrespect me with what you wear. It cannot be, well, I want to look cute. I want to wear this. Listen, sweetheart, you ain't single no more, my nigga. You're not single. Now, if you want me to be a dickhead and say, you know what, I don't want you going out and then creating a toxic environment, that's different. But if a man trusts you, hey, go out. I'm okay with you going out. Just meet me halfway on it. Respect me enough to not draw other attention. Which I didn't mention earlier. When you go out and you with your man now, if you, females, hey me, clock in, clock back in for me. If you go out with your man and you're wearing revealing clothing like you did when you were single, you cannot be offended when he says something. Hey, sweetie, that's too much. I need you to go change that. Why is he saying that? Because he saw that when he was single, when you were single. You are no longer in that status no more. Because the first thing that's going to happen is a man going to try you. That's going to put him in a situation. Well, I like to look cute. Well, listen, sweetheart. I think you look cute in this right here. It don't show your titties. It don't show your ass as much. But I think you're beautiful because you're mine. You mind when you get home. You mind before we leave. Don't create the problem when there's no problem. Because like you said, hey, even if you're in a relationship, them other single niggas still out there. And guess what? They looking for exactly what you showing. They looking for what you showing. If you go out there with your man and you dress like you single, you are going to cause unnecessary attention. And he has to defend you. As your man, he has to defend what y'all got going on. So if you're wearing half to nothing and a random come approach you and shit, he's got to handle that. And if he don't handle it, you're going to look at him like he in the wrong. Come on now. I got time today. So if I'm with you and we going out, you can look sexy for me. But if I tell you, hey, this may be too much, I don't need you contesting that. Because I'm letting you know, as a single man, you're going to bring another random lame and get his ass whooped. And then we're going to have a bad night. That's just on the dressing material. You know what I'm saying? I just simply say, I don't even know how we got here. You know what I'm saying? Shake my head, y'all boy. So yeah, this one is for all my famales. Hashtag females, man. Just be upfront in your conversations. Be real. Hey, a man would much rather you come to him correct. You can actually weed out some weak motherfuckers if you do this. You come to a man correct on your first encounter, you don't have to waste your time. Now there's some women who ain't shit, who just out here trying to get a nut and playing the men role. That's okay. Do you, baby girl, do you. But for us good men out here who actually trying to, you know, build something, it's okay. Share that honesty. Don't be offended when we share it back. Like I said, women, you wear your value on your forehead due to conversation what comes out of your mouth. A man is never going to give you the time of day if he knows you just lack long-term intelligence. If you all short-term, be short-term. Be short-term. It's all love. You know what I'm saying? Just after you run them draws, go ahead, bounce, and don't expect nothing else. You can't expect nothing else. You dig what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Not to switch gears on y'all. My boy, Don, hashtag Donald Trump said he running back for 2024. White people don't get crazy. All right, I already know how, you know how y'all do. I love my white people. My white people who for me, God bless you. I love y'all. The ones who, you know, don't support Trump, cool. Oh, Lord. He running back again. And I know America going to pick him. He going to put him back in office. He going to combine with Putin, Elon Musk, and all. Boy, the whole USA could be the U.S. not. It just ain't going to happen. But hopefully it works out. I'm mad Burn ain't come through with this damn student loans. Goodness gracious. Shake my head. Knowing I gotta go to work early, the one I tied is a bunch. But hey though, you know what I'm saying? Next time I'll probably get some, you know, some friends over to talk about, you know, some things that's going on, but Every podcast, everything I watch is just relationship based. You know, some people don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Relationships are cool, but all these modern day women think they gonna just do what they want to do. They may live happily ever after. As my buddy, you know, so I would say, stop the cap. Cut it, bro. Cut it. Stop the cap. If you feel like, oh, my, I'm glad I remember this. Lord have mercy. Talking to one of my best friends. She said, you know, their relationship is 50-50. And not to be petty, but I'm gonna say this. If your relationship is 50-50, I feel like y'all should try to make it 100-100. I mean, whoever said 50 was the highest standard. You dig what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes it's 60-40. Okay, it can be 60-40, but for how long though? How long before you snap? How long before a little problem becomes a big problem? That's why any relationship that I get into, I try to give 100. Because if you give anything less than 100, I know you're not giving me your all. And oh, Lord, why is the Lord taking me to here? For all y'all who, maybe I'm speaking for me. I need to know some thoughts on what is the pros and cons to dating multiple people? Like, if you say you dating, right? But if you date more than one person, what percentage are you giving to those people? It can't be 100. You can't give 100 to both parties. So somebody's getting fucked over. It ain't gonna be me. It can't be me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you single, you single. If you dating, you dating. I don't feel like that's the same thing. Dating is dating. I'm dating this person. I'm not available to anybody else. I'm single, ready to mingle and let these balls jingle. That's different. You see what I'm saying? And maybe I shouldn't have said it like that. But, you know what I'm saying? If, you know, it's cool to be honest. You know, if anybody, it's cool to be upfront. It's cool to be real. Keep it 100. Hey, man, I ain't trying to be in a relationship. I just like what you provide in between them sheets, and that's a wrap. I think a man will take that. I think a woman may take it hard, but she'll take it. You know what I'm saying? No point intended. But honest, for me, honesty is the biggest key. Never lie, because there's no point in lying, because you just got to compound lies to remember lies to compound lies. It don't make sense. Therefore, just tell the truth. I don't want to be in a relationship right now. Tell the man that. Tell the woman that. I don't want to be in a relationship right now. I love what you do in between them sheets. I can get used to that. But as far as committing to you, I don't want to do that. Then people can make the decisions they need to make based on where they at in life and where they view the situation. You know what I'm saying? Respect your significant partner enough to give them that option, to give them that choice. You know what I'm saying? Married couples, continue to communicate. And I don't mean communicate as in tell your side. Communicate as in understand what the other person is saying. not with the message you're trying to get through. Understand what the person is saying. Yeah, we talk, but did we communicate? Did we communicate effectively? I'm a huge fan of marriage. I think it's amazing. I didn't do mine the right way. That's why I'm, you know, me and my ex-wife are cool. We have two beautiful kids, and we're making it work like that. But I think marriage is one of the most powerful things when done properly, when done correctly. If not, all is hell on earth. Lord have mercy. Oh, anyway, hey, Muffin. You know what I'm saying? She don't know who she is, but if you listen, how you doing? Lord knows I could be late to work tomorrow. Let me see that. And I think that's all I had. I think the next one, I'm going to get some female. No, I think I'm going to address the men on the next one. But women, that's all I got for you. You know, God bless you. I hope this wasn't too long. There is good men. There is good men out here. You just got to be willing to, you have to be ready for when a good man comes on your radar. You have to be ready mentally, most importantly. Physically, you probably already got it right now. But mentally, you got to be ready to accept what he has to bring to the table and be ready to follow his lead. If you can't follow the man, he can't lead you. If you're rebellious to following his lead, he going to leave you. Oh, my God. Somebody rewind that back one time because I don't know what I just said. But it flowed like the flow for like the river flows. Drunk as hell. Yeah. For all my beautiful black, white, all races. One of the stories, man, respect what you have. Respect the man that you have. And men, if the woman is respecting you, do right. Man, do right. Do right. Don't be a piece of shit. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to come back like I never left. You know what I'm saying? But right now, you know what I'm saying? Y'all be blessed. Black Velvet about to go lay it down. Because when he lay it down, he lays it down. You know what I'm saying? Y'all boy, go ahead and hold him for your boy. Twerk.